This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata, West Bengal, last evening. Addressing a gathering, he stated that as India progresses towards becoming the world's third largest economy, Dum Dum and Kolkata play a vital role among key cities.
Kolkata, jaise hamare shahar, Bharat ke itihas aur hamare bhavishya, dono ki samruddh pehchan hai. आज जब भारत दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहा है तब दमदम कोलकाता इन शहरों की भूमिका बहुत बड़ी है इसलिए आज के इस कार्यक्रम का संदेश मेट्रो के उद्घाटन और हाईवे के शिलान्यास से भी बड़ा है यह आयोजन इस बात का प्रमाण है कि आज का भारत अपने शहरों का कैसे कायाकल्प कर रहा है
He noted that before 2014, the country had only 250 kilometers of metro routes, which has now expanded to over 1,000 kilometers. Mr. Modi criticized the Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal, alleging that crime and corruption have become the identity of the Trinamool Congress. Mr. Modi said the TMC government declined to join the Smart City mission, resulting in people of West Bengal being deprived of the benefits of various development projects. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will be held on 3rd and 4th of next month in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan in December last year, during which several decisions related to the Goods and Services Tax, that is GST, were taken, including a rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5% and a recommendation to amend the definition of pre-packaged and labelled items. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth edition of Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi on 2nd of next month. The three-day event aims to showcase the country's growing capabilities and ambitions in the microelectronics and semiconductor value chain. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Secretary of Ministry of Electronic and Information Technology S. Krishnan said, for the first time, the exhibition will feature four international pavilions from Japan, South Korea, Singapore and Malaysia.
Further, I think this also builds on the success story of India's semiconductor mission. As you're well aware, 10 projects have been cleared and are at various stages of implementation. Before the end of this year, we should be seeing the first commercially India-made chips which will come out of some of the facilities that are being built currently.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Japan and China from 29th of this month. Mr. Modi will visit Japan from 29th to 30th of August to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with Prime Minister of Japan, Shigeru Ishiba. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China from 31st of August to 1st of next month to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. The second National Space Day is being celebrated across the country today. The day commemorates the successful soft landing of the Chandrayaan-3 mission's Vikram lander and the deployment of the Pragyan rover on the moon on 23rd of August 2023. Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe was remanded to police custody till 26th of this month over allegations of misusing public funds. Mr. Wickremesinghe has applied for bail, citing health issues and his wife's cancer diagnosis. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the appointment of his close aide Sergio Gore as next U.S. ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. In wrestling, India's Kajal Dochak won a gold medal at the Under-20 World Championships, while Shruti and Sarika grabbed bronze medals in the women's event at Samokov in Bulgaria yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.